Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
9-0, you can't find anything bad with him, man.
Domination.
It is impossible. I dare anybody. It is utter domination. Donovan Mitchell, 29 last night. Oh, I did get a couple of people bitching about Darius Garland during the game yesterday, but I didn't. I was like, oh, you're just a couple of people bitching to bitch.
What
I ain't going to deal with
it.
He had three turnovers, and they were not happy about it. It's the internet.
Okay.
It's the internet. It doesn't, you know, it's almost like you blow on a fire, and all of a sudden the fire raises up. Like, it happens. Sorry about that. I'm in positive everything mode right now. Everything's great. We're giving away Cavs tickets coming up at 8:40 this morning. Cavs tickets 8:40. Sorry.
I assume the only time that anybody really gets upset during times like this when they're 9-0 is daily fantasy stuff.
Oh, like, you mean, well...
Like Garland had 14 points.
You're talking about like fantasy or like gambling?
The gambling, whatever.
Oh, okay,
it is. Because
I don't...
Just on a... On an individual
we
basis.
We call it gambling in Ohio now. We used to have to call it
daily fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Shows you where I am.
Yeah.
But like Darius scored 14 last night, so if you had him at a certain level... Then you're just going to be angry over that because your money trumps everything.
Boy, that's a good point. We probably get a lot of nasty comments about games. Football's football. That doesn't.
Yeah.
That's once a week. That's a totally different animal.
And while you care about your fantasy football team,
yeah,
you care about your football team more than anything.
That's probably part. And they just they vent to us, which is fine. I try not to respond that much.
People were tagging me in a lot of anti-Struce stuff because Struce had so many bad nights. He was either feast or famine. The feasts were amazing. They were all-time great games.
Yeah.
But he had a lot of 2-for-9, 1-for-8. Like, he had so many of those. And so the daily gamblers on that stuff would start to tag me because they're like, Lima was right. And I'm like, well, I don't think Max Struce is that bad as you like they would get so down on a guy because they lost the money. That's the only thing I can see of anybody being upset with the Cavs at any point right now. It's stats.
I don't think there's anything to be upset with. Like, there's nothing.
They're 9-0, the only undefeated team left. The Celtics lost again last night. Oklahoma City lost last night.
Mm-hmm.
So not only do you have the best record in the NBA, now the Celtics have 2 losses. You have no losses.
No losses.
And that's why we're going to be giving away tickets to which game?
The Cavs and the Warriors.
Think about being able to attend that
Cavs
game.
Warriors.
Because the Warriors just beat Boston last night.
Did.
And so that is going to be awesome. What a nice early season showdown. You don't have to wait till like Christmas Day or anything like that. You get the hated Warriors, even though it's a very different version of the hated Warriors, and you get the unbeaten Cavs. That's a game that sells itself.
This is a...
You don't have to buy it. We're giving it away.
And
yeah,
we're giving it away.
8:40. You can give it away. We're giving away a pair of tickets coming up at 8:40. Also, Justin Termini, NBA Radio on Sirius XM. He'll join us at 7:20. If there's any negative, he might be able to find it, but I don't know if he can find it. I mean, it's fantastic. I heard Antonio Daniels talking about the Cavs yesterday, former NBA. He's on the Pelicans telecast, and about how strong the Cavs have been to start things out there. I mean, there's a lot of positive things being said about the Cavaliers, right? Again, I think if you're finding any negative, I think you might just be complaining to complain, or you might be exactly right as Lima said, you might be live gambling on it.
They right now have guaranteed four starters in the All-Star game. If it were the midway point right now, or even earlier than that, because that's when they come out with the All-Stars, you'd have four guys. You'd have four guys that would definitely be in it. And here, I have a challenge for any Cavs fan right now. Like, this is normally a show bit. Like, we do power rankings all the time, and it's three guys. But if we limited it to three, that's where you find a little bit of debate. Because if I asked you, with just three guys to power rank your Cavs in order this year on how good they've been, I bet you could ask nine people, and they'd have a different grouping. Every single one of them would have a different grouping in order. Because I can't tell you right now who's been the best Cav this year. Has it been Donovan? Has it been Darius?
216-474-0092 has been the best Cav. I don't think you could say. I think it's almost demeaning to the rest of the Cavaliers to say Donovan Mitchell. I feel that's old Cavs over the last couple of years.
Make the case,
he might be the best overall player, but
I can make a case their most consistent player so far this year is Jared Allen. Jared Allen, he went up and stuffed. I mean, Mobley had a nice block too last night in the first half. Jared Allen had another one of his all-timers. And it's every game. It's not like, oh, here's a once-in-a-lifetime highlight. No, Jared Allen's doing it every game.
Yeah.
And he's having the best year of his career by far. So much, so funny, we talk about spreading them out and pacing and how are we going to conduct the offense? Who's going to be screening? Screening the screeners. Oh, these magical new sets for Atkinson. And Jared Allen is just like doing incredible things every game. And it's getting lost because everybody's talking about everybody but him.
By the way, I'm being asked a couple of things here. A couple of things, just to do some housekeeping here. Because I kind of need to know who is, to anybody, who's been the best Cavalier so far through nine games. If you want to make an argument about Donovan Mitchell, fine. But
I think you make an argument. That's what I'm saying. I think all of them. I think I would not get in a knockdown, drag-out fight with anybody that called up and said any of those four. And then, not to mention, Ty Jerome has been sensational.
I keep hearing
guys talk about the Atkinson has changed the rotation, or they just have finally a backup point guard who there's not been a huge drop off. When he comes into the game, it's an extension of what the stuff Darius is doing.
So I was asked yesterday. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. JJ out in New York had asked me. He goes, "Are you going to apologize to Ty Jerome? I think you owe him an apology." And I said, "I don't owe him an apology for anything." I said that Ty Jerome was a great golfer. I never said he was a bad basketball player.
He was a good basketball player.
I said he can get on the green in two. He gets up and down very, very well. His tee shots, I hear, might need a little bit of work. But I've never said he was a bad basketball player. He's a great golfer and a good basketball player. That's exactly what I said. And Ty Jerome was scintillating yesterday. Also, there was a question about whether or not we're going to flip the switch. I can't flip the switch if they haven't needed to figure anything out. So if they haven't had to figure anything out and it's like, all right, now we go, now we're taking on, there's no flip the switch. The switch was flipped and that's how the season started.
They've had really three games, the two against Milwaukee and the one against the New York Knicks, that I think have been kind of back and forth. Now, I know Milwaukee doesn't play any defense, but the Knicks do play defense. And you were in the third quarter. There was a point in that game, and I wouldn't be surprised if they referenced that game, you know, a little even later in the season. I know there's going to be a lot more big games, and this will be a big one tomorrow against Golden State for sure at home. But I wouldn't be surprised that game, because I think the Knicks, when they saw those uniforms and the Knicks were playing their defense, even though the Knicks roster is very different, and it was ugly. There were points in that game.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The third quarter where it looked identical.
Yeah.
Page out of last year, page out of 2 years ago playoffs against the Knicks. And then what did they do? They calmly just came back, overtook them, and then silenced the MSG crowd. In a way that was fantastic. That I think once they did that, they're like, okay, the rest of these teams. I mean, keep in mind, I told you something that I don't think I told the show something before the show that I don't think the show knew, or even had thought of, or even had cared.
What?
Which was I got a nugget for you, Kenny.
What's that?
I got a creamy nugget.
A creamy nugget.
And this is a testament to me on how it doesn't matter. It's the NBA, and it really doesn't matter at this stage. The Cavs have not beaten a team over 500 yet. The Lakers are under 500. Milwaukee is a one-win team. Detroit, Toronto, the Lakers, they're all under 500. And nobody cares. You can see they're good. It doesn't matter that they haven't beat a team above 500 because they're good. They're a good basketball team. They're really good. And they might be the best team in the NBA right now.
Oh, How could you say they're not?
Well,
I mean, if you did a power rankings, they're number
one. No one would pick you in a series over Boston.
Okay, but I mean, the power rankings are the current rankings.
Right. But power ranking, and hey, I mean, can you put a big defense? I'm sure the Cavs will have their struggles at some point this season, probably multiple times. But could you shout somebody down if they're like, I think the Cavs are going to have the best record in the NBA this year?
No.
Right now.
Well, if you start out 9-0, like, okay, I guess Oklahoma City, they just lost, so I guess maybe they could do it. But, I mean, you're on your way to having the best record in the NBA. Guys, it's been a month, I should say 3 weeks of basketball.
And look at the East. They're going to feast. Remember, you only play the Western Conference teams twice, home and home.
Well, I wanted to ask you a question. Go ahead.
You're going to play all these Eastern Conference teams, and they are figuring themselves. The whole conference is garbage outside of, right now, you and Boston.
You play Brooklyn on Saturday. Is that a
And they're supposed to be right now.
Test?
They're one of the best teams in the East.
Is that is that a test?
No, I mean, I don't. I think we're way better than them.
Well, they're negative in the diff.
Right.
They're negative in the diff?
Yeah.
Just the whole Eastern Conference.
Just under zero. They're 0.3 in their diff. Negative 0.3.
They, you got Cam Johnson who's good there. I don't know exactly what some of these teams are. I mean, there's a bunch of 4-4. So it's you and Boston, and then it's a bunch of 4-4, 4-5. The Knicks are a little whatever to start off the year. I'm sure they'll get things figured out. I tweeted back at Jerry Ferrari yesterday.
Local
legend.
Where has that coward been? I noticed he wasn't.
He came in studio. It's crazy. You ask him to come in studio. He comes in studio. Great, Jerry Ferrari. This is great. Turtles here. Awesome. And then he's like, let me on the air. All right, come on in.
Yeah.
And it's tumbleweeds.
Here we go.
Okay, well, if you want to come on, all you need to do is just walk in here, Jerry. All right? If he keeps it up, I swear to God, if he keeps it up, it's going to start to go. I'm just going to start mentioning HBO shows that I think are better. And I will sever the relationship.
We'll take shots at his career.
I don't give a damn.
It's your classic Ferrara flop.
I'm not taking a shot at his career. I'll just take a shot at the show he was on.
We'll do a new segment,
Ferrara
flops.
I'll take a shot at the show he was on.
We'll power rank your flops.
You want to know something? I sent up a picture of George Costanza with the wig on. And I'm not making this up. This is actually true. And this might actually make sure he doesn't come on. I almost sent the picture of Meadow walking up the stairs, which I could have tried ecstasy and I didn't. I went, whoa, wait a minute. No. Because my fingers are too fat. And I went, don't send that. That's not nice.
Don't blame it on your fat finger.
My fat fingers got me in trouble many
don't
times.
Don't blame your
They've
fat fingers.
They've been very good to me many times. My fat fingers have been very, very alarming to me at times on my phone. I'm sorry. Big sausage digits. But you're 9-0 right now. And there's nothing. I'm hearing a couple of. I'm not taking shots, but I'm going to take shots at other people too now because it just becomes.
I'm hearing
a couple of other hosts, whether they're on this station or off. You can say what you want. And it almost sounds like we're forcing things to be critical of, questioning. I think it sounds like that to me, where it's like, well, Darius Garland does this, this, and this, but he's still not doing this, that, and the other. And okay, if they're gambling on it every day, well, maybe they should disclose that they're upset that they've lost something on it. Like somebody did just tweeted us that they lost $750, or they cost them $750, they didn't lose it, but they probably had a chance to win in their DFS. They could have been able to do it. If you're there, fine. But everything else, it's like, I can't. What is there to criticize? You can't criticize anything. You just bask in the glow of how good it started.
That's exactly what you do.
Like, that's what it is.
That's exactly what you do. You just sit back and enjoy it.
I can make a foie gras joke every now and then, but those get tiring to me. There's nothing bad to say about Jared Allen. You just said he's the most consistent Cavalier. Evan Mobley, there's been no real downs. There's just been series of ups that have been higher and then kind of coming back to earth.
He had a coast-to-coast last night. I'm, like, monitoring those. Those are fun because those are the things that remind people of KG. Or, man, Doc Rivers, didn't he say Giannis the other night? Doc Rivers, didn't he make the Giannis comparisons the other night? It's like, oh, that's nice to hear. Because that seemed like a pipe dream a year ago.
And I'm happy with Darius Garland because Darius Garland's 4-6 from long range and had 9 assists yesterday.
Shooting, and so, yeah, absolutely.
Do we need to do the tutorial on how to, in the podcast maybe next week, how to do the box score, how to read the box score again?
Well, I want.
That's very nitty-gritty basketball.
I want to know, can you think of a coach that got off to this kind of a start with a Cleveland team? This kind of a start?
Paul Brown.
I mean, for our listeners that have been through how many coaches and all the sports,
46 rounds.
Or managers, can you tell me anything that's been
a couple of elderly men out there who are
like
listening?
This? Because this isn't just that. You know, we got the call yesterday, and two years ago, when I was kind of going south on Bickerstaff, I kept saying Mark Jackson to Steve Kerr. Why can't the Cavs be in a situation where, all right, they got the coach to get him to one level and then the next coach to get him to the next level?
Mitch has some work to do.
And so that's what I'm thinking right now. Like, we had a call yesterday say, Steve Kerr, is Kenny Atkinson Steve Kerr? And where did Kenny Atkinson come from? He was assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors.
Mitch has some work to do. The 1946 Browns started out 7-0 before they lost to the San Francisco 49ers on October 27, 1946.
Go back and watch all the games, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying I don't think there's an argument. Is this the hottest start in Cleveland sports history by a first-year head coach? He's not a first-year overall, but neither was Paul Brown. Professional football, did you get what I'm saying? Just have to throw that out there. Again, there's nothing you can say that's bad. It's a better start than Paul Brown. Good times, man.
We have that in the same year that your baseball coach started his career 40-20.
Yeah. But he didn't start 9-0.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.